This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Go loud.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Many people are listening. Here, look, welcome. I'd love to know in the comments, if everyone that's listening to this episode, we'll give it a week until the next episode, but if everyone listening to this, just put like, can you put emojis in the comment section on? Just put an emoji in the comment section on Spotify. Like, and then we can actually gauge that it is more than five people. So if we get at least six or seven, at least we know there's seven people, like, you know. So there's a challenge for you. Go on. Do that challenge there. And we'll have a look. Imagine no one commented on it. Then we'd probably just end up leaving.
I'm going to have to.
And this would be the last episode.
Yeah, it'd have to be the way it is, you know?
Yeah. How are you anyway?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, grand, yeah. Grand now, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Bit sick.
Why?
Don't know. Just came over me.
Just feeling a bit sick today?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. Just must be something going around. Probably the hantavirus. Too soon?
That'll be old news by then.
Yeah.
Never know, we could be in a lockdown by the time this comes out.
I don't want to be.
I wouldn't be. I'm telling you, nothing's locking me down again.
I don't even want to get into all that.
Why?
I just don't want to.
I just like to know who's going out licking rats.
That's not what happened.
You told me that's what happened.
It's only messing.
You said that somebody went out and licked a rat. And that's what happened.
Bah, rah, you know?
Yeah, I know. It seems to be all these fucking at words, isn't it? All the ones you'd learn in junior infants.
Ha, bah, rah.
Yeah, it'd be a cat virus next.
Well, you never know. Where were you this week?
What you mean?
Where did you go on the weekend you left me?
No, I didn't.
You did.
Didn't be shy.
You went out.
Where?
Gallivanting.
No.
Came in about 4 a.m.
No, I didn't, no.
Yeah, I did, with a fresh cod.
What? You want to be? Think you had a dream again?
Do you want some fish? You want some fish? I was like, no, I'm fucking asleep. Like, and you're throwing ray bits at me.
What? Are you want to be? You having other dreams again?
Yeah.
All that cheese you're eating before you go to bed.
Cheese drinks.
No, you'd be sitting there eating the cheese board every night before you go to bed.
Imagine having a cheese board every night. You'd be the size of a house.
Oh, that might be the answer why you're in them shorts.
I thought you were going to say that would be the answer why you're the size of a house.
Like, one leg is just pink.
No, yeah, because I
like
painted it.
No, like, that's pure pink.
I painted it. I wanted to be like Mr. Blobby.
And you're wearing my socks.
They're not your socks.
They are my
They're
socks.
They're mine. Do you want to take me runners off?
Listen to me. If you were to wear your own socks, they'd fit you. Like, do you know what I mean? They don't fit you. Get the size to fit you.
Yeah, ma.
Or stop taking me things and stop wearing the gilet jumper and shorts.
Yeah, ma.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, ma.
Somebody needs to style him because I'm not messing. I'm going to bone them shorts. He wears them every year since I met him.
If there's any stylists out there, let us know in the comments and I'd love to be styled.
No, I can't afford
I'm unstylable.
Out like yeah, yeah.
I'm unstylable. I'm one of them people that just
the
have
poxy
the
fucking
the arched back and this horrible legs and
the birthmarks back out in action. Given how stink it is.
Yeah.
What did we do the weekend?
Oh, the usual. Do you know what
went
I
went to a communion party.
We went to a communion party.
We went to Jerry Walsh's filmmakers.
Nobody knows who that is.
Yeah, they do know who Jerry Walsh filmmaker
yeah.
is.
Not everyone.
Yeah, they do.
I like to hope they do.
They need to. Need
yeah.
to get to know. Isn't that right?
And we got a curry.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Got one lion belly mun. Absolutely.
And here, it's
gorgeous.
Top of the range. I won't lie to you.
You waiting on a laugh?
Someone laughed there.
No, you didn't.
What's the name of the shop?
One Lie.
One Lie to you?
Yeah.
No? Nobody?
No.
I thought I was onto something there.
Why is one leg pink?
Because I'm leaning on it.
No, it's not. It's the inside.
I'm on the beds.
What?
I'm on the beds again.
What beds? Air sun beds. Beds. The only bed you're on.
The sun what beds. What happened that? Will you stop judging me over me stupid clothes?
Is that food on your nose?
I know, I'm disgusting. And I'll hopefully admit that. At least I'm not pretending to be something else, like this big hygienic freak.
Well, you want to start getting hygienic, you big stink.
Shower every 2 weeks will do me.
You're horrible. You're horrible. And you know it.
I don't care, at least I'm honest. People trying to pretend that they're all clean.
Stop wearing them.
I'll wear what I want. You're lucky I didn't come in with a pair of boxers.
Sorry, but the Under Armour sign and all's out the peeling off them.
There it is, there. It's in half.
Please.
I'm always jealous of people.
Just start wearing, just start wearing jean shorts.
Never in a million years.
Why? They're better than them.
Going around like fucking John Cena.
Jorts, they're back in fashion.
Who said?
Everybody's wearing them.
Nobody's wearing jean shorts.
Yeah, they are, jorts.
Yeah, no one's socks wearing jorts.
Yeah.
Bring back dunks. Remember you used to have to go into a raffle for a pair of them?
Yeah.
On the Nike website?
Yeah.
Thought I won the lotto when I got them. Now they're everywhere. Actually, look, I think we said that a few weeks ago, actually, didn't we?
Who are you waving at?
Someone dancing outside the room.
Who is it?
He's coming in.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, sorry, yes, mid-pie. Why'd you let me in then?
Just like, I thought
he
you
goes, someone out
I
there
thought
dancing.
It was important. Was it important?
No, it was not at all important.
It was just to say, like, yeah. Hello.
That's why I'm standing outside doing this.
Do you want to be a guest?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Bye.
If you see a man outside flossing, you invite him into the recording.
Ah, he's a nice man.
Where were we?
About them shorts you're wearing. Do you not wear skinny jeans again? Remember you used to get the spray on jeans from River Island?
What is this, just a fucking roast of me for a whole episode?
Oh, they were gas. You have no ankle either and you were wearing Vans with them.
Is there any other things that you want to say about my appearance?
Yeah, you need to shave your beard. Your nanny would tell you the same thing.
There'd be flies in it. There's probably flies in it. Hardly fucking flies in it, like. I think I'd know if there was a fly in my beard.
He bought himself beard balm in pennies.
Got myself a bit of beard balm. Shy.
Ah.
€6 or something. What's it even do?
Moisturises your beard. Gets rid of all
gets
the flies.
Gets rid of all the flies. You want to be getting some of that beard balm, get rid of all them flies. Shut up, nanny.
Don't be saying that about your nanny.
Anyway, I have a bit of ball knowledge for you.
Oh, go on, ma.
I'm turning this into a football podcast.
I'm sick of you going around doing all these surveys. Tell me.
No, I'm turning this into a football podcast and you're going to like it.
Someone ring Al Foran.
I'm going to ring Al Foran now. I'm going to say, yeah. Come in here and replace Amy because she's doing me head in.
Make it manual.
And wear shorts.
No, he wouldn't.
He would wear shorts.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd probably wear... I was trying to think
shorts.
Of it. No, lots of chain-out version of shorts.
Shorts.
Shorts. Yeah. Shorts. He'd probably wear shorts.
Yeah.
Coming in down Robert De Niro and all. Like, I'll stop. I want to talk about David Beckham's jersey. So a Man United jersey... worn by David Beckham, sold for more than 10,000 at an auction. And it's the one from when they won the treble in 1999.
No way.
Yeah.
$10,000?
Yeah. And it's the specific jersey is from the game against Arsenal. So he wore the jersey twice. They used to do that back in the day. Now they get one every game. He wore the jersey against Arsenal and in an FA Cup match against Chelsea.
Right.
What do you think of the price? $10,000 for a David Beckham jersey?
Would you be bothered?
Oh, I wouldn't be bothered.
No.
I never understood wanting a jersey. Like, obviously, it's cool to have, but like...
If you were getting it for free, yeah, deadly.
Yeah. Chuffed.
But no, I wouldn't pay $10,000 for better things to be spending me money on.
I'll go even one better. Okay, Amy. Now, this is a spanner in the works. This wasn't prepared by anyone. This is...
You were Googling it as Liam was talking.
So I'm going to give you the 10 most expensive football shorts ever sold.
Okay.
What do you think of that? This is a football podcast now. Are you interested in it now?
No.
Do you want me to go still?
Yeah.
So in number 10... Now, I don't know how accurate this is, just off a website, I presume.
I'd be interested to know now.
Number 10 is Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer.
Who's that?
Plays for Chelsea. And that sold for 41,000. And that's at number 10.
That's a deposit off a gaff.
The shirt was worn during his when he scored 4 goals in the first half against Brighton. Was sold for about 41,000, yeah.
For a bit of bleeding.
That's it there. Signed as
it's
well.
It's just a bit of material that the chap had on his back. Like.
I know, like.
Pound bleeding, 41 grand for it.
The next one is Paul Gascoigne. Do you know him?
No, them.
His jersey sold for 42,000 as well. No, his was 41, Palmer's. 42,000 from the FA Cup semi-final in 1990.
That's wild.
The eighth one is Cristiano Ronaldo. Suey. from his last Man United match. That's iconic. Yeah, that is iconic. 45 grand.
Yeah, but like you're saying that is iconic. What about the rest of them? They could be iconic. It's just that you have no interest in whatever team that is.
Well, I know who the players are.
I know.
Heung-min Son in number 7. Europa League final jersey, 48,000. Number 6, Lionel Messi. League 1 match. just a game, I think.
Jesus, 55, David Beckham is like...
55 grand. You thought you were... Leanne thought, 10 grand for a David Beckham jersey?
Yeah, and David
number
6, odd.
55 grand for a Messi jersey. Just from a game.
That's mad.
In France. For that's PSG. Number 5, Sir Geoff Hurst. World Cup final, 1966. England player, 77k.
Jesus.
Messi's on the list again at number 4.
Do these come back to... Does the money go to... The players?
No. Whoever got that jersey sold
keeps it.
I don't know how they'd get it though.
What do you mean? Yeah, how did you get the jersey? Well, it could be
someone. A family member or something.
Someone could be getting robbing.
Or
donated, like if it's for a charity or something. Yeah. Like that.
Jesus. Number 4, Messi again. El Clasico. El Clasico. Against Madrid. Sold for. Here's where it kind of gets. A lot bigger. 428k.
Jesus.
For a jersey, number 4, Messi. Number 3, Pele. His 1,000th goal in 1969. 580k.
My God.
Lionel Messi is here again. Number 2, set of 6 World Cup 2022 shorts. So from 6 games in the World Cup. The year they won it. Have a guess.
600 grand.
6.7 million.
Oh my God.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, but that's embarrassing paying that much on a bit of material.
Messi is the GOAT though.
Doesn't matter though. Here, he should have just kept all of his jerseys, walked away in football, retired like and sold all. He'd be a bleeding millionaire. Even though he already is. Like.
I was just about to say. You'd be nearly a billionaire, the fella. And number 1,
like give it to his kids or something.
Number 1 is Maradona. World Cup 1986 quarter final, 8.3 million.
Jesus Christ.
So there you go.
There you go now. Tell you what.
What you think?
Man, it's crazy. Some people are very stupid with their money. Aren't they?
They
yeah, else with to do with that now?
No.
You've nothing else?
No, just gave you a list.
Oh.
Thought you would have been interested in it. You're just there sitting, picking your scalp.
I'm not picking my scalp. I'm picking the end of my hair. I'm not even going to call you what I was going to say.
Call me what you call me at home.
What? No.
A big galoo.
Big heap of destruction.
Big heap of destruction. Take out them bins. Take the bins out. Oh, just relaxing. I'm after being... walking all day.
No, you don't be take walking all day. Out. I don't like it.
Take the bins out now. And have more survey news.
Go on, tell me.
Wired headphones are making a comeback.
I think that's actually a good idea, bringing them back. I'm not going to lie. I lost my AirPods. I'm always like, there's two sets of AirPods in that box thing, right?
Riveting stuff.
Listen to me. And your ones used to freak me out because of people with wax.
I don't have wax in my ears, though.
No, well, there's wax in your AirPods.
Well, it must have fell in a candle or something.
No, it's like wax. It's earwax in your AirPods. And I always cleaned mine.
You're disgusting, eh?
I'm not. But now they're about to get mixed up in the box. And I don't want to touch them because I'm afraid you're after using mine. And I don't want to get an ear infection. So I'd rather me own.
I haven't used AirPods in years.
Well, they're in the box, in the little clear box under the telly.
Who's that? Who's that on Snapchat? Yeah, but the footballers are wearing them.
What?
Footballers are wearing them.
They're probably bringing it back in. Where does it plug into your phone though? There's no hole for it to go into.
You can get a USB.
Goes into the charger. Remember you used to have a little black hole beside it?
A headphone jack.
Yeah. They don't even make them like that anymore. But what if you wanted to always use wired ones?
What do you mean?
What if you never wanted to get AirPods? Not everybody wanted AirPods. So what if you still wanted the wired one and they're after getting rid of that hole? How can you listen to your earphones with wire on it?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, if I want to use wired earphones, where do I plug them into?
It's like they have a USB-C connection now instead of a headphone.
Like it goes into your charging bit? Yeah. Oh, right, okay. I didn't know that. I thought you had to go into a separate thing.
But wired headphones, I probably would.
I would.
I feel like...
They used to save your phone and all if your phone dropped.
When they go dead, like... I have a pair of headphones, though. The over-the-head headphones. That's obviously what they fucking are. And I get, like, a few days out of them.
Yeah, but like, it's stupid that you have to charge your earphones, isn't it?
You cried for them, you did.
No, I didn't.
You cried for them a few years
ago. See, I still do want them, Darren, but like, I'm afraid with the earwax thing, I don't want to get an infection.
Just put them in a cup with some fairy liquid and lukewarm water.
Don't do that, you break them.
Wouldn't.
We'll break it.
Clean them.
How would I clean the inside bits?
You'd probably have to
stand on
them.
What's wrong with you?
Don't know.
The wired headphones, oh yeah, I'd definitely be up for. Definitely. Do you know?
They're expensive, they're about €400.
No, for her wired headphones, yeah. You lying pig.
I swear, Google it.
You're a liar.
Apple upped the prices because they're saying...
Harry Styles is using
them. Yeah, they're saying Paul Mescal wearing them. They're like, put them up to €400.
Like O'Neill shorts and all went skyrocketing.
And then people think, oh, I have to get them now. Because Paul Mescal has them.
I bet you'll get a pair.
No, I'd look like an agent.
Why would you look like an
agent? I wouldn't have the dress sense to go with them. I think you have to be a bit
wear whatever you want.
Stylish to wear to pull them off.
Maybe you used to put them up your jumper like and pop them out here.
Yeah. No, but the celebrities purposely show that they're wearing wired headphones.
Why?
Because they think it's trendy. It's not.
Yeah. These trends, like...
And the thing about, like, them air...
And
air
also, did no, you... All, sorry.
No worries.
This is off topic, but did you notice that they're changing the name of pedal pushers to capris?
I don't know if a pedal pusher is.
Short trousers that go to here. They're called pedal pushers and everybody's calling them capris.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Like, they're pedal pushers. Did you notice that? It's on TikTok. Like, a pair of capris and it's like, no, they are pedal pushers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have to look on TikTok. Somebody listening will understand what I'm talking about. Do you do?
Don't know.
What are you looking at?
Trying to see why it's called that.
What?
I haven't a clue what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either. But yeah, like, do you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Thanks for cutting across me. I don't even know what I was going to say anyway.
You're full of dog here.
I know, because we have dogs. Aunt Nels. I don't care. Amy's at the fountain.
No, I didn't.
She's at the lifting her leg and farting.
No, I didn't know. You'd know if I did as well.
explain to me what Wordle is. I know I've heard of it. So it's an online game that involves players trying to guess a particular word within 5 attempts.
Right.
And the reason why I'm saying it is because it's going to be turned into a game show. And they're filming it in Manchester. And
very it'll good.
Be broadcast in both the UK and US. Who's hosting it?
Oh, Graham Jimmy Norton. Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon? Jimmy Fallon's hosting it.
Jimmy Flannel. He walks in flannels. Closing down in about 8 months.
Closing down now.
Closing down.
100%
stop,
closing
must
down.
Go,
now.
Must go.
We are definitely closing down.
Oh, please just close the bleeding thing. It's fucking shy. It is. It's too expensive.
Is there any confirmed host?
Savannah Guthrie. So she's an NBC presenter.
What happened Class. To Jimmy Fallon?
He's the executive producer.
Oh, he's the producer. Sorry, yeah.
What's his name? Jimmy Flannel.
Yeah.
Walks in flannels and Blanche.
Yeah. And he's closing down. Because he needs the money to start this game show.
Sale now on.
Closing down.
Lifestyle sports winter sale now on.
That's Harvey Norman.
No, it's lifestyle sports winter
Harvey
sale.
Harvey Norman winter sale.
If I said it's lifestyle, it's lifestyle.
Australia.
Right, so I want to have a game of this, right?
Right.
Because I never played it.
I'd probably be shy at it, but go on.
How do I play?
Read the instructions.
Guess the word in 6 tries. I know that each guess must be a valid 5-letter word. The colour of the tiles will change to show how close your guess was to the
Can
word.
Can I see what it looks like?
Anything.
Any 5-letter word. Anything.
Try house.
Yeah, house.
Oh, I see it, yeah. Right, okay, house. Oh, that's one of the words.
So
one of the
letters.
Letters, sorry.
Yeah, O is in the word, but it's in the wrong place.
Gotcha. So if I get this, do I win something?
Pride.
Yeah, pride.
You only get 5 goals, do you, obviously?
Yeah.
Offer?
Allowed?
No, offer, we have ENR already there. Yeah, well, that's like 7 letters or 6 letters.
Allowed is 5.
A-L-L-O-W-E-D.
Oh,
there's 8 in that.
2 L's.
There's 8 in that. What?
A-L-O-U-D.
That's exactly what I'm telling them.
Yeah. Allowed,
like... At me. I'm sick of you shouting at me like that over words there. And swing it.
No, sure, we already have the U though. It's not in it. We'll just see if it narrows it down again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
L-O is in it as well.
There you go now, there.
Amy's a genius at this.
Yeah, time. But she said allowed, like you're allowed to do that.
No, I wasn't, because I'm looking at
allowed. No, you can't take it back now. Can't take it back now.
Should have put trousers on.
The second and third letter is L and O.
Let me see.
I'm playing it. Would it be Q? Kill, no, W. Or.
I'm not even helping you.
T. E. Y. I'm just going through every letter.
What about clock?
Oh, could be onto something. Yeah. Well, that was fucking boring. For the listener. Clock, Amy.
Was it?
Yeah. I'd love to go on the chase.
Oh, you'd be shy at that.
I'd be absolutely shit.
I'd be really good.
I'll just wait till I finish texting.
Sorry.
Who is that?
No.
How is that so important?
It's like you taking a phone call in between recording. Do you remember that?
Once I did it.
No, I'd say you'd always do it on Poor Joe. Poor Joe.
Yeah, I'd love to go on the chase.
Would you?
To lose.
Would you?
Or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And
yeah,
get,
you'd
like,
love that game. I'd just think you'd be good at that.
I'd get up to 100 and just go, right, that'll
100
do
euro?
Me. That'll do me. I'm going to bounce now.
Just 100 euro?
Well, I'd lose all the lifelines and then I'd go. But I wouldn't even make it to 1,000.
Would you not? You probably would.
Sometimes I've seen questions for like 100 quid to force them.
I'd
like,
love to go on Supermarket Sweep.
With Dale Winton?
No, with, what's his name, Roiland.
The old one is the best, with Dale Winton.
I've never seen that one. I miss Rylan. He was good. Nothing to tell you anymore, is he?
I don't know.
Hasn't been on in a while.
No one watches to tell you anymore.
Did you do? I do.
What game show would you like to go on, Leanne?
Catchphrase.
Would you? I'd be shy at that.
I'd be terrible at that.
It is a good show though. I used to love that. And I used to love Cheshire's Castle. Can't say it. Cheshire's Castle.
Take Castle.
Chessie's castle.
Stop.
Keshi's castle.
Stop. Takashi's castle, is it? What's it called?
Keshi's castle.
It's not called Keshi's castle.
It is. That's what I used to call it anyway.
You want to get off that funny stuff you're smoking.
It's them shorts.
How would you pronounce it?
Takashi's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck anyway?
Shut up, you. I'd love to go on it. I'd win that.
You wouldn't, Amy.
I fucking would.
I'd love to. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, game show.
Yeah.
I'd go on that if I was a celebrity.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yep, you know. So.
Never happen.
You never know.
No, it will never happen.
Start streaming.
I'm not going to start streaming.
Why? You'd be like Angry James. We'll call you Angry Dare.
Nearly 40 or something.
There's loads of people out there only starting now. It's never too late, Darren. Yeah, you have.
And what would I stream? Just coming in to do a podcast and getting...
Stream you opening
in the car.
Packs of Pokemon.
That's shy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not everybody.
I'm going to get the vlog camera out and go to the garage and put petrol in the car. I have some listener questions.
Okay.
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Hi, Darren and Amy again. Answering your question about headaches. We don't suffer at all from headaches, which is mad. I'm glad it's Coke Zero I'm drinking and not Gargle. Have a good one. That's because I was getting headaches. And funny enough, I stopped getting headaches after I stopped drinking Coke Zero. Back on it though. Now I have a headache. So was that.
Yeah, but you were flat out. Yeah, but like some people just don't get headaches because they're just used to it. Like I know a girl and she used to drink. Used to just drinking the can of Coke. Like you get a headache if you don't drink it. Do you get me?
Mm.
Like I know a girl, when I used to know her, she drank full fat Coke constantly. A few times a day, like loads of cans a day. And I think she got headaches if she didn't drink it as well.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes if you don't drink it and you don't get your fix nearly. That's that. Isn't it?
It's like aunt though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like too much of aunt is bad for you.
Yeah, but if you don't have a coffee, do you ever notice you get a headache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much.
I haven't got headaches in ages.
Have another one for you.
I jinxed myself.
Was Darren told to wait a year before posting his John Cena wedding entrance, Aaron?
No, I told him to post it straight away, but he wouldn't post it for ages. I don't know why. And then he only posted because he had nothing else to post.
I just don't have anything to post anymore. I'm quitting. I am.
Are you quitting?
I'm nearly done the whole social media thing, I tell you.
Don't be saying that.
Why?
Because you don't know who's listening and be like, ah, he's nearly finished and they won't ask him to do work.
I'm only messing. I posted that and I had to block a load of...
Yeah, but it's all people on fake pages and all. I swear to God, I don't know why I'm arsed by Bammons.
Calling me all sorts.
I fucked him all the world.
He's childish. He's after taking it away from the bride, the full experience, going down the aisle dressed as John, or with a fucking belt.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Do you ever just feel like comments? Like,
I don't even watch wrestling. But we had a discussion. We were like, I have to do something. I've seen loads of TikToks and
funny.
People do that.
Yeah. And it's your day.
You went early and it was fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these.
Your day as much as it is mine. You know, to include your own little piece.
Fucking Liverpool
crests. How weird it is and how funny it is.
Liverpool crests.
What do you mean? That's who's coming?
Yeah.
Yeah,
fucking Liverpool football club slagging me.
Belly box.
That's stop.
Commenting on everything.
That's my job.
The belly boxing champion, though. On force.
I have one more.
Okay.
It's from Shauna with a W.
Right.
Shauna. Shauna.
Okay.
Does Darren Ronan Keaton. Does Darren do much driving now? Did you get the passenger? Did you get to be the passenger princess, Amy? Close, have driving lessons next week.
Yeah, he's starting them next week. Finally.
Watch out.
Yeah, watch out.
Everyone watch out.
I am going to be living the dream in that passenger seat, having little naps and all.
I can't sleep in the car.
I can.
I'm afraid someone is going to pretend that the car is going to crash.
I wish I was you half the time sitting on that chair. Doing big long drives. I'm like, I wish I was him. Because I'd be out cold asleep. Remember coming back from All Together now? how tired we were and how dark it was. I was like, I wish he drove. I'd wrap myself in a blanket. I'd be out cold.
Well, now I will be.
I know. It's so exciting. So happy for you.
So if there's any companies out there or car dealerships, get on to me. Because I'm not finished yet. Oh, no. There's plenty left in this tank.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I think I'll finish.
Ah, fuck off, Darren.
I want to go back to the pub.
Back to the Shamrock.
I miss the smell of shit.
Oh, Darren. Jesus Christ. Right, I'm calling it a day now.
Okay, me. I'm going to go.
You're going to ask for a job back?
No, I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Well, then stop threatening it, Darren.
I'm only joking. It's a bit of a laugh as well. It was only an accident as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And all and everything else and all. Right, I'm going. You stay here. I'll be back in 5 minutes, right?
Right. Enjoy.
See ya.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.